Welcome back to All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The greatest show of sibling rivalry in sports took center court at Wimbledon today. Venus Williams beat her younger sister Serena in two close-fought sets of high-powered tennis. It's Venus's fifth singles title at Wimbledon, the third time she and Serena have met there in the final. And imagine being their parents. When do you cheer? When do you boo? In fact, their mom sat in the box today with a frozen steel face. And their dad? He flew home beforehand, saying he just couldn't watch. The Williams sisters say for them, too, playing each other is incredibly tough. Just listen to the agony in Serena's voice as she sent a shot wide.
It's out.
And here's Venus choking back her victory cry at the final shot.
And it is 5-4 Venus.
John Wertheim is covering Wimbledon for Sports Illustrated. John Wertheim, Venus and Serena have played each other 16 times in tournaments in their career.
8-8 is now the head-to-head, and it really hasn't gotten any less awkward over the years.
They must really know each other's games, though.
You know, it's not just the games. I mean, they're living in an apartment here together. They're playing doubles together. They've been having their meals together. It's sort of like a sister's getaway weekend to England. And then, oh, yeah, at the end, you guys have to stand on opposite sides of the net and play a Grand Slam final. So it's a great story. It's a great sort of triumph for the family, but it's always freighted with discomfort.
Do they seem to handle the situation well?
Yeah, they really do. I mean, they're sort of in a no-win situation. Even when the level of play is pretty high, as it was at times today, it never quite feels like a real Grand Slam final.
That's interesting. Women's tennis right now, though, if we look at the bigger picture, is kind of in a mess. I mean, the top four seeds at Wimbledon were beaten before the quarterfinals. The number one player in the world retired just before Wimbledon. What's going on here?
Well, you know, the Williams sisters always were chastised for having these outside interests. They weren't devoted. They didn't play a full schedule. They weren't traipsing the globe. And everybody that did, all these workaholics, now seem to have sort of burned out or have these erratic results.
I know Serena has a design career, interior design. Venus designs a clothing line as well. Is that what you're referring to?
They've gone to school. They design clothes. Serena had acting ambitions. I think some of it is just if they feel like playing with their dog that week, well, you know, the Stuttgart Open will just have to wait. And it drives people crazy. But I think in the long run, you know, they're 26 and they're 28 now. Venus is older. And, you know, they're still out here winning titles. So it's sort of hard to argue with the results.
On the other side, the men's singles final is tomorrow. Roger Federer versus Rafael Nadal again. This is the third Wimbledon in a row for this pair.
Third Wimbledon and I think six of the last 10 Grand Slam finals. It's a great final.
And the last two where they were matched up in Wimbledon, both won by Federer.
That's right. And now Nadal comes in. The plot thickens in men's tennis. That Nadal, they played 4 weeks ago in Paris, and Nadal didn't merely win but just really humiliated Federer. And Nadal has played fantastically. I mean, there's a sense he's really improved since last year, and it was so close. And Federer's been sort of his standard excellence. But I think a lot of people for the first time, you know, Federer's won this five times in a row, but a lot of people here are predicting Nadal's going to win finally.
John Wertheim in London, writing for Sports Illustrated. Thanks very much.
Thank you.